foremost. Once that is accomplished, now you can enter into the knowledge of, let's say, candle burning, the psychology of color and its use. Then you can go into, as I had mentioned before, imitative and sympathetic magic. From then, you can, if you really want to continue and you want to grow, then you're going to get involved with how to set up an altar, how to cast a circle, how to use your instruments and your tools, how to do evocation and summation, how to call in the elements, the forces, and the vibrations, how to use the spirits of those elements, and then, of course, to go into other dimensions, and then to be able to use other spirits and entities in those dimensions and in those planes of existence in order to assist you.
Is there anything wrong with using magic to your own benefit, not just in the protective sense, for example, but in the enrichment sense?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, that's what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to allow and attract prosperity and wealth and success to you.
The reason I'm laughing is because one of your questions here was, is magic used in big business, corporations? Is it used in the entertainment field? And so here I'm closing my eyes and thinking about the executives at Premier running around a desk and sticking pins in a doll or something.
Yeah, but you see, that is the choice
of
the
practitioner. Are they using it? Are they?
Yes.
No, I don't mean just Premier, but I mean a large business in general. Are in some of these boardrooms, are things going on that might surprise us?
In the entertainment field as well as in the corporate field, there is magic that is being used. Not always in a positive fashion.
I can imagine.
Recently, in the entertainment field alone, especially in the music industry, the last 7 or 8 years, an awful lot of voodoo, an awful lot of Santeria and black magic is being used against the celebrities.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Magic here in Hollywood is very, very strong and very much alive. Art.
Much more than we would imagine out here.
You have no idea.
Apparently not.
There is a curse that has been placed on a young lady that caused not only the marriage to be called off, but her to run to a psychic to try and find out and to do a ritual to try and get the person back. Unbeknownst, there is a curse placed that this young lady will never have lasting love and happiness.
We're not talking J-Lo here, are we?
Yes, we are.
Ah, I thought maybe we were. Oh, my.
Yes, we
so,
are.
You're saying she's availing herself of...
She has availed herself, and unfortunately that she has someone very powerful working against her.
You have to wonder, the leaders of business, the very successful and rich, those who are in show business and who are doing very, very well...
As well as the leaders of nations and countries... And religious factors.
Yes, I'll tell you, some of our presidents and first ladies have made some of the oddest comments about communication with the dead, and somehow the media, treats it very lightly. But I mean, these are first ladies and presidents and leaders of nations, as you point out, and you think they're much more familiar with the craft, let's say, or aspects of it.